Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome, dear friends, to another edition of On Mic with Jordan Rich. Conversation is alive and well with creative people who have a lot to say and a lot to offer. And today we explore a local treasure that is actually known to people all over the world. It is the Boston Athenaeum, a combination library, museum, and cultural center, one of the country's oldest and most distinguished independent libraries, with millions of books dating back to the 1800s, rare books, maps, manuscripts, thousands of works of art, from paintings and sculpture to prints and photographs. Today, we'll explore the history and the allure of this famous Boston institution with the director, Leah Rosofsky, who joins us now on mic. So the first question people probably have for you is, what's the difference, if there is any, between a library and an Athenaeum? Is there a difference?
There is. The word Athenaeum actually comes in its original use from, not surprisingly, Athena and the Greeks, who had this idea of, you know, Athena, with for those of you who don't know, was the goddess of wisdom and ironically also the goddess of war. But there were Greek temples that were about worshiping knowledge and learning. And that was really the first use of the word Athenaeum. It started to come back and become very, very sort of au courant in England in kind of the late 1700s, early 1800s. It's used to describe a wide variety of things. So our Athenaeum is a library, it's a place, it's a museum, it's a cultural center, it's all of those things. But the word is used in some cases to mean purely a private club. In some cases, it's all about music. There are many, many different uses of the word. And the original use does not refer to library, it refers to really learning.
But this is a case where people can become members of the Athenaeum. And how does that work,
Leah? Yeah, that's true. So we are member supported, you know, much like WGBH, for example, is member supported. Anyone can become a member, and we are, we welcome anyone who is interested in what we're doing. In addition to that, there is, again, like a museum, there is access to our first floor, which is where the majority of our exhibitions are and where our art is shown. And that's, you know, that's open to the public like a museum for actually fairly small fee.
Well, you mentioned art, so why don't we start there? There are some incredible portraits on the wall. There are statues. I mean, it's almost like venturing into the MFA, the Museum of Fine Arts, at some point. Describe what we see when we enter.
Well, there are really two major ways you can go. When you go left, you see a set of collections built around interesting themes that highlight both our oil paintings and our works on paper. So we have a lot of our collection is prints, photographs, watercolors, and we match those kinds of objects with our oil paintings and rotate the works on paper on a regular basis. So, you know, you might see a Sargent portrait. You might see the work of Alan Rohan Kreit, who is a Black Boston artist of the 20th century and is really considered the kind of equivalent of the Harlem Renaissance in Boston. It's the way many people describe Kreit. You might see portraits done by Gilbert Stuart, who did the famous Washington portraits. So that's one section. And then in another section of the building, we have a gallery where we do rotating exhibitions. So our next exhibition, for example, is going to be on the abolitionist, the Black abolitionist, Harriet Hayden, who lived in Boston, actually around the corner from the Athenaeum in the 1850s, 60s, 70s. And this is an exhibition based on a set of photograph albums that illustrates much about both her life and about the Black abolitionist movement in Boston in the years leading up to, during, and after the Civil War.
So much richness. And now let's talk about the books. I read somewhere close to 500,000, if not more, volumes, and a lot of rare volumes, a lot of things that are very valuable and very rare. You don't have to go through the whole list. It would take forever. But what are some of the highlights if you're giving a tour? What do you tell people?
So the 500,000 volumes is actually our circulating collection. So those are books that you can walk in and, you know, if you're a member, you can take them home with you. So you can get, you know, the latest Thursday Murder Club mystery out of the Athenaeum, or Trollope, or whatever it is that appeals to you. So we have those. And in addition to that, we have about a little more than 100,000 rare objects. And so there are some, let's see, for example, we have a complete set of the Audubon folios, those huge Audubon books. We have something called the Nuremberg Chronicles, which are a hand-painted set of books that were printed in the 1400s. We have, you know, medieval books of ours. We also have very modern material. So we have books that are books as works of art, done by contemporary artists who are interested in using the craft and the fine printing techniques of bookmaking to make artistic statements. And they range from the unbelievably heartbreakingly beautiful to the incredibly provocative. And we have a very important collection of those books as well.
It's interesting. When I've been there, I've noticed a lot of people, I'm sure they're members, who are studying and using the Athenaeum as a research tool. And I'm going to talk about some of the famous people who have been members who have probably done a lot of research there, but that's a very big part of the Athenaeum experience, isn't it?
It is a big part of the Athenaeum experience. And, you know, in fact, I talked about being member supported, but our research capacity is open to anyone who would like to use our rare material for their research. So if you would like to make an appointment to work on one of our pieces of rare material, anybody can do that. That's something that's open to the public. And lots of people have done important research here. You know, we have a particularly important set of collections around the Civil War. So Ilion Wu, for example, who wrote Husband, Wife, Master, Slave, did some of her research here. Drew Faust, who is in addition to being the former president of Harvard, a very distinguished historian of the Civil War, did work for her book, This Republic of Suffering, here. So there are many, many people who've used our research collections for lots of different things.
I was looking at the list of some of the notables who have had membership. No big names. Ralph Waldo Emerson, Louisa
right.
May Alcott,
right.
Oliver Wendell Holmes, senior and junior. And of course, Massachusetts for a long time was the home of the presidents. So you get John Quincy Adams. And are there remnants of any of these people that were left behind or gathered up to celebrate them over the years? I mean,
well, so for example, one of the things that we have is we have the majority of George Washington's personal library. So not a Massachusetts resident, but we do have that material. So, you know, that's one example of a presidential collection.
But I was just mentioning some of these writers, Amy Lowell, Margaret Fuller, Frances Parkman. Some of them are writers, some of them aren't. But I can just picture in my mind, I'm using my imagination, you know, there's Nathaniel Hawthorne thinking about Salem and working in Boston and doing a little research. Who knows? I mean,
well, Hawthorne did. I mean, Hawthorne used the Athenaeum, and in fact, he has a ghost story that takes place at the Athenaeum. So, you know, he did write about it. I am not going to be able to tell you exactly what material we have from the figures that you mentioned, although I am sure we do. But you're now delving deeper into my knowledge of our collections.
I'm going a little into the minutia here. And, you know, one thing you mentioned is that there's a modern connection to modernity, I guess. And I imagine you have a pretty interesting system of computers that can keep track of all this stuff. Can you imagine doing this in the 1880s with all these volumes and they did it by hand?
I mean, we have in the basement, actually. I mean, they're historical as much as anything. People don't really use them for research tools, but we have, in fact, an old part of our card catalog, you know, still on the handwritten paper. And they were remarkable. They were remarkable catalogers of information. I also think the collections were smaller and people probably had more in their heads. But no, we have our computer system, it's called Athena, is absolutely critical to our ability to operate. I mean, cataloging is it's not only important to help you find whether that volume of I don't know, lessons in chemistry. Are there any volumes that you can get to right now? But it's because it'll show you what's in the building. But it's also absolutely critical for finding rare material. And the amount of information, the way it's entered, what it is related to, and how it's classified, especially among rare material, is an absolutely crucial part of what we do.
Right. Before we sign off, the Athenaeum here in Boston is such a gem, and I don't think we appreciate it. Well, we appreciate it, but maybe looking around the rest of the country, there's a lot of stuff, there's a lot of history, but it all started here. You know, we're the cradle of liberty, and it all started here. So have you had a chance to connect with other people in positions similar to yours around the country? Is there a network of interest?
There actually are two networks that the Athenaeum belongs to, and they're both quite interesting. One is the membership library group. So this is there are about 15 membership libraries in the United States, and actually the London Library is also involved in the group. But that would include like the New York Society Library, the Center for Fiction in New York. The La Jolla Athenaeum in La Jolla. It's called the Mechanics Institute in San Francisco. I mean, there is a group so I said membership libraries that meets quite actively. There's also a group called the Independent Research Library Association, and that's research libraries that aren't connected with a university. And, you know, the Morgan Library is an example of that, the Huntington Library in California. Winterthur has an important library. So that's another group that we're a part of for really in some ways a different part of what we do.
I'm talking with the person at the top, but what number of staff do you have to make this wonderful institution function on a daily basis? Let's give them a little credit.
We have about 60 people.
60 people. And again, we mentioned it earlier, support comes from members.
Absolutely. Members, yep. And donors. I mean, we are, you know, we're a nonprofit and we are dependent and profoundly grateful for the philanthropy that allows us to exist.
And what's the most fun part of your job, Leah?
Oh my gosh. I wouldn't know where to begin. I mean, truly it's a dream job. I mean, from working with an incredible staff to getting to see the kinds of art and rare material and you know, we have an incredible membership. I mean, I spend a lot of my time talking to members, meeting people, understanding what's important to them in the Athenaeum. I mean, those conversations are a huge part of my job and an enormous pleasure. So,
well, we want to thank you for taking time out of this very busy day to chat a little bit about this. It's a, I don't want to call it a hidden gem because I know it exists.
No. We're not hidden. We're trying very hard to be very public. Yes.
And it's so close to the State House and all in the Freedom Trail. It's definitely a must take. This podcast goes all over the world. So people come to Boston and do check out the Boston Athenaeum.
Oh, that's
Leah Rosofsky, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jordan. I appreciate the time to talk about the Athenaeum, one of the best places in the world.
Once again, my thanks to Leah Rosofsky and everyone at the Boston Athenaeum, a national treasure. Find out more at bostonathenaeum.org. And yes, if you need the spelling on that, it's A-T-H-E-N-A-E-U-M, the Boston Athenaeum. Hey, thanks so much for subscribing and downloading, rating and reviewing this podcast. With hundreds of thousands of downloads, your five-star reviews really help us promote the podcast worldwide, and I appreciate that. Go to jordanrich.com. Also, check out chartproductions.com, the studio in which we produce the podcast. And special thanks to Dan Tebow of Fast Twitch Media for his help in publishing. Until next time, this is JR saying, as always, be well so you can do good. Take care.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.